You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, what is Kurutau?
So, Kurutau is a multi-day program aimed to showcase Māori entrepreneurism through various workshops. For Māori students at the University of Auckland wanting to kind of experience what entrepreneurship and innovation is and what it looks like for Māori in Aotearoa.
Are you satisfied with the turnout of applicants so far?
Yeah, we've got quite a few that have been really enjoyable to read their stories and learn a bit about them. And we're all very excited to meet them once we get to the interview stage.
So why is it important to have a program like Kurutau that gets Tuira Māori into entrepreneurship?
So based on my own experience, I haven't been in this field for long, only a year or so. And I kind of fell into the opportunities that are provided by like the entrepreneurship and the innovation ecosystem. And I was completely lost at the start. I had no idea what people were talking about. I had no idea of the opportunities available for me or the resources. So that's what this program kind of hopes to do, is it hopes to open doors for Tauira Māori so that Tauira Māori to decide that they want to do this instead of falling into it like I did. I want them to go in with all the resources, all the knowledge, so that they can create their own pathway within the ecosystem.
So what have your own experiences been like as a Māori entrepreneur or someone entering the world of entrepreneurship?
So at the start, it was very new. For me, it was quite hard to understand what it truly was, and I'm still figuring out what entrepreneurship and innovation really looks like. But it has been a great experience. I was lucky enough to go to San Francisco last year with the Center of Entrepreneurship at the university. So we went over there, we got to meet entrepreneurs from New Zealand and the game over in America and kind of experience and see what they're doing. At the moment, my experience has been great. Considering I'm a little Māori girl from Aotearoa, being able to go over to America was amazing, and I kind of just want to give that experience to other Tauira Māori.
So what can you tell us about the number of Māori youth currently involved in entrepreneurship or studying any related fields?
I couldn't give you a number, but I can tell you there's so much happening in terms of Māori entrepreneurship. And it doesn't all look the same. So in Tolaga Bay, they have their innovation hub. And out of that, they have Slash for Cash, a company that was created to solve the slash that showed up on their shores after Cyclone Gabriel. It aimed to make their beaches beautiful again, but also give jobs for their community. Within the University of Auckland, we have Kitty Dow. She is creating Manuka and Kanuka technology, and she's taken that back home to Ruatoria to also provide jobs for her whānau. You have Kitty Nathan, who created the Kahui Fashion Collective in 2017, and I think that was just to create a space for fashion designers to work together and also create together. So there's a bunch of stuff happening out in Aotearoa and also around the world. They don't all look the same, and I think that's kind of the beautiful thing about entrepreneurship, is that you get to decide what you want to do, and there's no rules really, and it doesn't all look the same.
So the application page mentions welcoming participants to the Indigenous and non-Indigenous entrepreneurship ecosystem. So can you tell us a bit about what the Indigenous entrepreneurship ecosystem is?
So this is a bit of a difficult question to answer, because like I said, it doesn't all look the same. Māori entrepreneurism is very new as well. Well, new in the sense that it's becoming a more mainstream option for Māori to enter. And the ecosystem within Aotearoa is very new, not just in terms of Māori entrepreneurship, but in general, the New Zealand ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship, it's not as big as what you would think Silicon Valley and everything happening over in America is. But in terms of Māori entrepreneurism, there's quite a bit happening. It looks very exciting. And at the end of the day, it's just Māori creating what they want to create, if that makes sense.
So I'm just going to finish off with one last question. Could you tell us a bit about how kaupapa Māori are implemented in the world of entrepreneurship here in Aotearoa?
Kaupapa Māori is essentially a space to be Māori, essentially. The core of it is kaupapa Māori is for create a space for Māori to kind of thrive, to grow, to learn. And there are programs all throughout Aotearoa that strive to do this within the entrepreneurship and the innovation ecosystem. One that has just come up recently is called Tipu. They aim to help Māori businesses kind of move from the startup space to a bigger company. There are also other programs that strive to give Māori the ability to make their own decisions within entrepreneurship or to further their creations and their innovations and their ideas. Yeah, so there's a lot of things happening within the entrepreneurship ecosystem in terms of kaupapa Māori and programs that aim to give Māori the tools and better themselves so that they could go off and do what they want to do.
So before we end the interview, is there anything you'd like to maybe close off with?
Yeah, I think it's important to note the name, Kurutau. So Kurutau is an inverted arrowhead and is the name gifted by Whare Tūtaua expert Deputy Pro Vice Chancellor Māori Michael Steedman. And it represents the group's swift movement and agility and intentions for success. And it's exactly what we hope this program will provide the tauira that come and apply. We hope that we can bring them all together and we can all move swiftly and agilely to success.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.